This week on Florida Matters, our special two-part series, Telling Tampa Bay Stories, Plant City, continues. We focus on the places and events that make this Hillsborough community special, like the Plant City Photo Archives and History Center. In this preview, the museum's executive director, Gil Gott, talks about the work they're doing to preserve Plant City's history and how kids are getting involved.
The purpose of the Plant City Photo Archives, it's in our mission, it's just that we want to collect and preserve the history and the heritage of the community. We want people to see, this is where you came from. These are your people. This is how you became who you are. And we want to make that available to the people and interpret it, right? Write the stories for them. We know there are approximately 120,000 images, land deeds going back in the early 1800s. We have maps, so we have a very nice 1919 map of Plant City, military photographs, we have yearbooks, marching parades, anything you could think of. People who have relatives in Plant City, people who've lived in Plant City, people who have just heard of Plant City, will somehow find us and come in to try to learn more about it. We have people every day, it seems, that come in and say, I've got just 2 minutes to spend and I want to just kind of look at some photographs. And 2 hours later, they're still sitting there with these binders piled up on the table, going through all these photographs. So that's a train going past. At one point in our history, we had over 100 trains a day going through, and today we have 22 trains going through. We're always working with the people out there who want to know more about their history. On a daily basis, people bring photos in. We have to process them and try to clean them up and preserve them so they don't deteriorate. But we get calls and emails. We get a lot of emails. We had a gentleman who emailed us from California saying his grandmother was from Plant City, but nobody has any photos of her, and he thought she was here in the 30s, but she moved away. We found her photograph in a yearbook, 1937 yearbook, I think it was, emailed him that photograph, and he was so delighted that he asked us to email the whole yearbook. So we did, but we found out one of his grandmother's sisters was also in that school that year. So, and we get these frequently. Had a man called from North Carolina. He said, I was going through my grandfather's barn and I found a can that said Horsey Company on it. Do you want it? I don't know what he's talking about. And I said, sure. So in the mail came two cans that said J. William Horsey Company, orange juice. And I went into our collection of photographs and found 43 photographs of the Horsey Company. I didn't know we had them. So now I've written a story about the Horsey Company, which is one of the largest citrus producing companies in the nation. If you notice, there are changes going on in the newspaper world. They don't cover what they used to. Some newspapers are going out of business. People aren't taking photographs anymore. We're beginning to lose our history. And I thought, we need to inculcate in our youth the concept of the preservation of history. And I thought, how do I do that? I said, well, why don't I start a junior archivist club? And then one day, my wife showed me a catalog of children's books, and it was called B.A. Document Detective series. So that's it. We founded the Junior Archivist Club, and we called it Be a History Detective. And they liked the concept of history. They didn't know what an archivist was, but they liked the detective part. So now we're teaching them. The first program we did was Be a Photograph Detective. We took photographs and showed them, and I bought them huge magnifying glasses that they absolutely loved. And then they examined and analyzed all of these photographs one at a time. And what's in there? What are they doing? Why are they doing it? And the kids, they're loving it. So we started with one. But we started with one, then we had three, then we had five. Now we've got about nine of the children, and then three mothers and one grandmother. They also participate because it's such an interesting program.